You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Tuesday, February the 25th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes. This is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is another very, very pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin at our downtown Wausau studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies, lots of blue skies. The sun is rising. Really a wonderful way to start the day. And the temperature, again, is above the freezing mark very early. Temperature stands at 33 degrees. Another day that we will likely get into the 40s before we get a little small dose of some winter-like weather tonight into tomorrow. Unfortunately, today, Brittany Merlot will not be with us. She's off today. She'll be back with us for the rest of the week, she says, but we'll still talk about the weather coming up. We will also talk a bit about another little piece of news when it comes to the ethics investigation concerning the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny. Last night, the mayor, again, that nominated a local GOP worker, somebody that works in the office of Congressman Tom Tiffany. And some interesting social media posting showing this man loves those Trump boats. But again, interesting that the mayor has nominated this person as an alternate member of the Wausau Ethics Board. And who knows? I mean, there's not, I don't think it would be outside the realm of possibility that alternate members of the board would end up ultimately making a decision on this ethics complaint concerning the Dropbox. We've already seen one member of the ethics board recuse themselves from this matter. But we'll get some more information and kind of talk about what the mayor is trying to do here in terms of adding a friendly voice, a friendly person, perhaps, to the judgment of his ethics violation complaint. So we'll talk about that coming up. Coming up at the top of the second hour, after our information update, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. It'll be a nice, pleasant walk from the downtown location of the library here to our studios for Robin. We'll talk about what's going on at the library here this week. And then, of course, at the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, what special events are being acknowledged here today. And, of course, we will have our number for the day quiz, and we will give the quiz to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. And good morning, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
0-for-1 this week.
I got some work to do.
Absolutely. It's been such a struggle. You're like a great shooter on the basketball court. Mm. And some days you can nail it all. You hit those three-pointers. Anything you throw up goes in. And then all of a sudden, you just get on a little bit of a cold stretch where all of a sudden the ball goes halfway down and then it honeycombs out. It's still a good shot, but then it just doesn't go in. Right now, those shots just are not going in. So we're going to try to get you back on the winning track here today with the number for the day quiz. And what we do is we give Ian three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are not correct. So based on the math, should get 33% correct, and we want him to be above 33% for a passing grade. Mm-hmm. Below 33% is a failing grade for the week. But we usually have greater goals. But at this point, I'm just trying to try to focus on getting us a passing grade.
Start somewhere,
yep.
Right?
Once you get to that passing grade, then we'll talk about the winning week, which is 3 out of 5. Then right now, in order to match your all-time best week, you'd have to get the rest of the week right because you've done 4 out of 5 a couple of times, and we're still striving for the ultimate, where all the balloons would start flying. We'd have a parade down Washington Street where you got 5 out of 5 right. So we're still working on that. But plenty of excitement. Can Ian get back on the winning track? We'll do that at about 9:56 this morning here on the program. Need to remind you tonight, big, big, big broadcast. We have a big one here tonight. High school sectional hockey. Yep, the Wausau West hockey team is just 2 wins away from a trip to the state tournament. And the Warriors will be in action at Marathon Park's Ice Arena tonight. Really tough matchup against a fantastic team. Couple of ranked teams at the end of the regular season. The number 6 ranked team in the state was Wausau West. The number 5 ranked team in the state, New Richmond. For this bracket, Wausau West is the number 2 seed in the bracket. And New Richmond is the number 3 seed in the bracket. But the number 1 seed, Stevens Point, was eliminated last Thursday. They lost to Chippewa Falls 4-1 in a regional final. So that means these are the top 2 seeded teams remaining in the bracket. And obviously, both teams now are seeing, holy cow, we got a pathway towards the state tournament. So it should be just a fantastic night. We had a fantastic environment, an exciting game on Thursday where the Warriors rallied past Superior to win in overtime 4-3. And now tonight, sectional semifinal against a really, really good New Richmond team. New Richmond, in fact, made it to the state tournament last year as a Division II team. This year, they're in Division I. Because the WIAA has this success quotient where if you're really good for a number of years, you get bumped up a division, and that's what they've done. So New Richmond and Wausau West tonight, I'll be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. If you can't make it yourself, tune in, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, we would like you to join us here on the show, something that we really want you to feel comfortable letting your voice be heard. If you have any thoughts on the news of the day, anything that we're talking about, anything we're not talking about, if there's something that we should be talking about, you think that we should be bringing up, we would love to hear from you. You can call us or text us. Same number, real simple, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. The rest of the day, when you listen to our Civic Media programming, there's a different number. That's our network number. If you use that during these 2 hours, you would go to the network hub down in the southern part of the state. So if you want to be part of this program, call or text us at 715-382-9297. And of course, you can also use your Civic Media app on the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. Just download the app. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media. It's a free app. It's a wonderful app. Download it, and then you'll be in touch with every station on the Civic Media radio network. And in fact, I think Civic Media has only had Wisconsin radio stations up to this point. But I've heard rumbles that Civic Media is going to get a Minnesota station. So I'm sure that'll be on the app as well. But really exciting times as Civic Media continues to grow. And looking forward to getting more information on that. But then every station on the Civic Media radio network, you'd be able to tune in at any time by getting the app. And of course, 98.9 WXCO And we would love you to get that app and then use the app to call or text us as well. Also, real fast, I forgot to mention that you can also join us here this morning by going to YouTube. We have our own 98.9 WXCO page on YouTube, and we have a video stream of this program. Just go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the YouTube and the YouTube. I sound like such an idiot there. YouTube.com. And then you can also make your comments there as well. So, again, lots on the plate. And I guess one more thing I got to mention before we start to get into the main thrust of our program here this morning. Tomorrow morning, you'll get a double dose of me because from 6 until 8 a.m., I will be guest hosting Pat Kreitlow's show. And Pat is off this week, not off like a vacation. He was off on a vacation 2 weeks ago. He's part of the group. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Up North News is part of a larger group of news organizations around the country, and they're having a some sort of seminar get together this week. So Pat is doing that Monday through Thursday. He'll be back on Up North News on Friday, but tomorrow morning I will be the host of the program. And
nice.
We will have on that program, in fact, and I forgot to mention to you, coming up later this afternoon, I have some young people coming into our studio from the Wausau West High School girls wrestling team. Oh. And this weekend, starting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, down in Madison, the WIAA Girls State Individual Wrestling Meet. And this is something that's pretty new. I think it's only the second or third year that the WIAA has been sponsoring girls wrestling. And four members of the Wausau West High School girls wrestling team have earned spots at the state tournament. And they'll be heading down to Madison tomorrow. And coming up after school today, they can't come in live because they're actually in school right now. And they're going to come in here to studio. And we've done this before where we had four different guests come in, so it gets a little tight in here. But we will have the four girls from the Wausau West wrestling team that will be heading to the state tournament. And we will hear that discussion on Up North News tomorrow morning at 6:35, and then we'll also hear it on my program at 9:35 tomorrow morning as well. So looking forward to that. And also tomorrow morning on Up North News, Jimmy Cuska will join us, talk some high school sports at 7:35 as well. So if you can, wake up extra early. I'll be waking up extra early tomorrow as well, as we will have the substitute hosting duties on Up North News Radio from 6 till 8. And then we'll be back here tomorrow from 8 till 10, as we normally do every other Wednesday. Bob Look will join us for the first hour of the program. And then we'll also have Sean Wright from the Grand Theater joining us in hour two, in addition to that interview with the Wausau West girls wrestlers heading to state. So lots of activity on the plate for tomorrow morning. No Brittany, so coming up next, we'll touch on the weather and then touch on the mayor of Wausau, and the ethics investigation going on. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
West High School hockey team is just two wins away from a trip to the state tournament. On Tuesday, the Warriors will play host to New Richmond in a Division I sectional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West versus New Richmond in a Division I hockey sectional semifinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening face-off at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
said the fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought.
Chad Holmstrom, 98.9 WXCO, 98WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Every kind of people. And it takes every kind of people to be on an ethics board as well. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But normally during this time, we are joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, to talk about the weather. And today, Brittany is unavailable. So just really quickly to talk about the forecast. Beautiful start. Beautiful morning here in downtown Wausau, and today we expect another very nice day. A lot of sunshine, warm temperatures way above normal, 42 degrees expected for the high temperature today here in downtown Wausau. But then we will start to see again that wintry mix coming up tonight. Some rain likely before 2 a.m., then that will turn to a mix of rain and snow, and then snow likely after 3 a.m., a low around 30 degrees. Calm winds becoming southeast around 6 miles per hour after midnight. Overnight accumulation less than half an inch possible. Tomorrow, a chance of snow before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 43. New snow accumulation expected to be less than half an inch possible. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and 30, and then Thursday, mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. Another day in the low 40s on Friday, and then we dip a little bit for the weekend with temperatures hanging around the upper 20s to lower 30s. Right now, again, in downtown Wausau, fair skies, 33 degrees is the temperature. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 27. Dew point is 26 degrees, relative humidity of 75%. The barometer at 29.76 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Said it, every kind of people. And the thing about any board, and we talked about this last week when the Wausau Ethics Board held a meeting last Wednesday, discussing the issue involving the mayor of Wausau and the removal of the drop box. The mayor was pointing out that there are actually the mayor and his allies, including Chris Conley of WSAU, were pointing out, well, this person gave money to Katie Rosenberg, or this person is a supporter of Katie Rosenberg, and they should not be on the board. It seems a little, just a little hypocritical then, for the mayor of Wausau to make a nomination last night to a local Republican operative, and those are the words of the Wausau Pilot and Review, to serve as an alternate member of the Wausau Ethics Board. And of course, the mayor making this nomination of a Republican operative, a man that works in the office of Tom Tiffany, to the Ethics Board, which happens to be the same board that is right now investigating the mayor of Wausau for an ethics-related complaint against him. Before we get to the details of this gentleman, and I think many of you may have seen some postings of his social media account, very much MAGA. He was part of a big Trump boat rally back during the Trump re-election campaign in 2020 in Lincoln County, and has shown his MAGA stripes very proudly. But the idea, and I, maybe you'll be surprised by this, and I'm not saying for this particular person, but we're not going to get people that have no political beliefs on these boards. But we need good people who would be willing to step outside their political biases and be open to looking at the evidence. And we had a discussion last week on this program when we had the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stenzel, with us, and we were talking a little bit about this issue and talking a bit about that meeting last week. And one of the people that were pointed out by Chris Conley in one of his opinion articles at WSAU.com was a man named Doug Hostler. Doug Hostler was a very long-serving professor at the University of Wisconsin-Marathon County, now the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau, a person that I took a class from, a person who was our faculty advisor for our independent theater group back when I was going to school there in the early 1990s, and a man that I feel is a man of great integrity. And whether or not he gave a donation to Mayor Katie Rosenberg or not does not take away the fact that at the core of my being, and I think at the core of anybody that knows Doug Hostler, that he would be able to look at evidence and say, hey, either there is evidence there that there's an ethics violation or there is not evidence there that there's an ethics violation. And I would have the same thinking when it came to somebody that may have been somebody that gave money to Doug Denny's campaign, that that does not disqualify you from being a member of one of these boards, including the ethics board of the city of Wausau. But I think this has taken it to that next level. This is a person who is working currently for MAGA Congressman Tom Tiffany. He is a person that has shown his stripes many, many, many times when it comes to his political beliefs. And the timing of it comes across as rather interesting when it comes to being put onto this board at this very time in our history where there is a current ethics violation being investigated against the mayor. So we're going to continue on this, give you a little bit more information after an information update. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. High school sports state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey. The girls basketball playoffs getting underway and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests. At 7:06, it'll be our student athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from DC Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mosin E-Girls basketball coach, Josh Howell. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And, of course, we want you to make sure to keep tuned in to Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO, not just for this program, not just here in the morning. We'd love you, for you to stick around for the rest of the day as well. In fact, coming up after we're done, Matt and Air on Air will be on from 10 a.m. until noon today. Jane and Greg will be joined by State Senator Brad Paff to discuss the right to repair legislation that was introduced last week and what it would mean for farmers throughout Wisconsin. Todd Alba will then be on the air from noon until 2. Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4. She'll be joined by Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer to discuss the state news you need to know this week. And then also they'll have a conversation for some of the things your Black history lessons in school may not have taught you about Martin Luther King Jr. So tune in for that. So again, Matt and Air on Air from 10 till noon, Todd Alba from noon till 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 till 4. So once we're done, keep the radio on. Keep it tuned in right here on 98.9 WXCO. Talking a bit about last night, and last night, Mayor Doug Dinney of the city of Wausau again nominated a local Republican operative to serve as an alternate member of the Wausau Ethics Board, according to WausauPilotAndReview.com. And started the discussion by talking about that. Hey, the idea that the mayor puts a Republican on this board is not an outrage. The thing about it that concerns me, because as I said, none of us have no political biases or political beliefs. You can call it a bias or a belief. But when it comes to sitting on an ethics board or, hey, sitting on a jury, that's why you go through the process of trying to put 12 people on a jury. That not, it's not that they have no beliefs, but are these 12 people able to set aside any of their beliefs and just take the evidence and then make a fair decision? And as I said in the last segment, it's not that somebody may have given money to Doug Dinney or Katie Rosenberg or Joe Biden or Donald Trump or whoever it may be. Can that person put aside any political beliefs or biases and take a look at the evidence and be able to make a fair decision? And when it comes to the person that has been nominated, the reason I have question marks or questions about the person, Dylan Anderson, is because of what we are seeing from MAGA appointees all around the country these days. Number one, again, Dylan Anderson is a constituent services director for Republican Tom Tiffany. It's an alternate position on the board. But the thing is, often folks on the board are either self-removed, where you just feel like, hey, I have a conflict of interest, or for whatever other reason. And the position of an alternate member has been vacant for well over a year. So it's a position that has not been filled for quite a while. It is interesting timing, I will say, that this position now will be an appointee has been nominated to fill it. And this person has been close to being nominated a couple of different times. He was withdrawn after an April 2024 meeting. Actually, the February 20th meeting. Because apparently was too busy, but now not too busy. And that's a question that in the article that Council President Lisa Rasmussen raises about the timing of this nomination. Rasmussen told the pilot that I have concerns about the nomination that has been placed back in front of the council for this week. It seems odd that the mayor told us an hour before the last meeting that the nominee withdrew his name for time constraints, yet the day after the ethics board moved the complaint forward for investigation, this applicant now managed to find the time. Rasmussen, who represents District 7, says she understands multiple applicants were interested in serving, yet this one was the choice. I have concerns about objectivity and experience. In his February 5th application, Anderson cited his experience with ethics regulations. During my time as a state and federal employee, I have been subject to and complied with strict ethics regulations. So, this story just continues to kind of develop. Last week, the city council approved hiring outside legal counsel to advise the ethics board amid objections from the mayor and his attorney. Actually, no, this was the beginning of the process was then. But then, after the approval of the outside legal counsel to advise the ethics board, the next day, Dinney nominated Anderson. However, the nomination was not brought to a vote at the February 11th council meeting after the mayor said the nominee had withdrawn for scheduling reasons. So now, Anderson is now back being nominated. Rasmussen, according to the WASA pilot, also noted that city attorney Ann Jacobson expressed concerns about the nomination's appropriateness. Rasmussen said, I did note that the city attorney seemed concerned about the appropriateness and optics of any mayor appointing someone to an ethics board while there is an active complaint in process that they are subject to, the subject of. Jacobson did not respond to a request for comment from the pilot. She has recused herself from the case due to a conflict of interest, as she could be called as a witness. All mayoral appointments require city council confirmation. So, there's a lot still going on with this. And also, something that I did not realize until I saw this story in the pilot, the terms of two full ethics boards members, Doug Hostler, as I mentioned earlier, and Robin DeVos, are set to expire on April 30th. If they do not wish to continue, their departures could create quorum challenges, especially as Palmer, citing conflict, has recused herself from the complaint against the mayor. However, quorum may not be an issue if Hostler and DeVos remain. A Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling in 2022 established that appointed officials can stay in their roles until a successor is confirmed. And that is, of course, the Fred Prehn precedent. Man, that brings back memories. When I first started this program, I spent a lot of time talking about our friendly WASA dentist, Fred Prehn, who refused to leave the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board after his six-year term expired back in May 2021. He just hung around. So now I guess they're going to turn the tables a little bit on that. But the reason, and as I said, I do not believe that being somebody that has either been a previous supporter of a politician or even given money to a politician should mean that they are disqualified from serving on these boards. Again, if they come in and they're interviewed and they question and they prove beyond a doubt that, hey, they're able to set aside political beliefs and be able to make a fair decision based on any facts, then I think there's no problem at all. The issue I have right now, and we see it over and over again, is that these pro-MAGA folks seem to just ignore evidence, ignore the law, ignore everything to protect one of their own. And in fact, just this morning, as I was going through some websites and social media just to see what is happening, Mark Jacob put out on Blue Sky an interesting link to an article. And of course, Mark Jacob is somebody that appears every Friday on Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, and somebody I enjoy listening to talking about a lot of different issues, including the media. But he put out a link about an assault investigation in Washington, D.C. Corey Mills. In fact, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. is under some heat because of a pro-Trump federal prosecutor's office brushed off an arrest warrant for a MAGA representative. Representative Corey Mills, a Donald Trump ally in Congress. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington declined to sign an arrest warrant sent to them by local police for this Republican congressman who happens to be an ally of Trump. Florida Representative Corey Mills, a Trump supporter in his second term, is under investigation for an alleged assault against a 27-year-old woman in D.C. Though questions have arisen in recent days about the circumstances surrounding the authorities' response. Police reports obtained by NBC and Politico indicate an alleged incident involving the Republican at a luxury penthouse apartment on Wednesday afternoon. Mills has denied the allegations, but authorities are now under pressure to provide answers. The D.C. Metropolitan Police Department issued an arrest warrant for Mills, but then the U.S. Attorney's Office ignored it. The warrant was not signed It was sent back to the Metropolitan Police for further investigation, and the attorney's office is not commenting on the report, claiming it does not comment on uncharged cases. It's uncharged because they're not charging. The decision raises questions about why the U.S. Attorney's Office made the decision to refuse the case. Ed Martin, and I'm going to have more on this man named Ed Martin coming up because, again, he is indicating that he is serving Donald Trump and not the Constitution in another area. But this is a completely different investigation. But Martin, the Trump appointee who's been the interim U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia since Trump took office, has made a series of unusual statements in public support of the president and also Elon Musk. That is the issue that I have with this appointee from the mayor of Wausau, this mega proud appointee. They have proven that they have not had the ability to put aside political beliefs to let the evidence dictate any vote in a certain situation. If this person can prove to us that he will not let his mega ideology overrule everything else, then yes, he would be able, I think, very much with a good feeling for everybody to sit on a board. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back with more here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Coming up at 9:06, we'll be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. But trying to connect here a little bit, and I don't know whether I'm doing it as effectively as I want to, this nomination that was put in by the mayor of Wausau to the ethics board, not for the board itself, but as an alternate member of the Wausau ethics board, Dylan Anderson, who is a constituent services director for Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany. And as I said, I'm trying to put into perspective here what folks on these boards need to be able to prove they're able to do. And that is whether you're somebody that has had maybe support of Democratic politicians or Republican politicians, the idea that you are able to serve on a board and be able to give a fair judgment based on evidence. And one thing that we have seen when it comes to MAGA is that they ignore evidence. That's why I bring up this idea of what's going on in Washington, where a pro-Trump MAGA congressman is supposed to be arrested. The District of Columbia Police put out a warrant for the arrest of this U.S. Representative, Corey Mills. But yet the U.S. attorney, who is a MAGA supporter, an interim U.S. attorney put in by Donald Trump, says, nope, not going to do it. And then this same attorney, Ed Martin, has been putting out statements that indicate he is not working for the United States. He is not working for the Constitution, but he is the lawyer of Donald Trump. In fact, yesterday on X, when it came to this issue with the Associated Press, the Associated Press went to court to try to overturn a banning of certain White House activities to be covered because they refuse to kowtow to Trump and call it the Gulf of America as opposed to the Gulf of Mexico. And this attorney put out this statement yesterday, and it's disgusting. Edward R. Martin Jr. on the U.S. Attorney for D.C. X page put out, "As President Trump's lawyers, we are proud to fight to protect his leadership as our president, and we are vigilant in standing against entities like the AP that refuse to put America first. It is not the job of the United States attorneys to fight entities that refuse to put America first." And he is not President Trump's lawyers. "The duties of each U.S. attorney's office as defined by U.S. code are 1. Prosecute federal crimes, 2. Represent the United States in civil actions, and 3. Collect debts owed to the federal government which are administratively uncollectible." Nowhere does it say you serve as the president's lawyers and to serve to protect the leadership of Donald Trump. So that is the question mark I have about this nomination of Dylan Anderson, somebody who proudly put on Trump boat shows, somebody that's proudly supported Donald Trump, somebody that's proudly supported MAGA. Again, my doubt is with MAGA. And there's a difference between MAGA and Republican and conservative. MAGA is a whole different animal. Because over and over again, like in this example of Corey Mills, you see MAGA protects MAGA above anything else. And as I've said before, I did not think that the mayor of Wausau was MAGA during this campaign. I thought he was conservative. I thought that he was more conservative, obviously, than Mayor Rosenberg. But in the end, that he was not MAGA. I was wrong. Because when he pulled that stunt, removing the drop box, that was pure MAGA. That was a MAGA move. And the idea of continually doubling down, refusing to admit that he did not have the power to remove that drop box, that the Wisconsin Supreme Court put it in the hands of not the mayor. The mayor did not have the opportunity to do that. But again, it's these MAGA moves. And in order for me to be comfortable putting somebody like Dylan Anderson on this board, or even as an alternate on this board, he would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he would be able to put aside his MAGA beliefs. That if the evidence showed that the mayor committed an ethics violation, that he would be able to say, yes, I would vote that he did commit an ethics violation. And that goes for those on the left that may have had connections with those in Democratic Party politics. You got to be able to prove before being put on to a board like this that you're able to take the evidence. And if the evidence shows that the mayor did not commit an ethics violation, to be able to vote, hey, clear the mayor of those charges. So again, there's a lot there, I tell you. Coming up, an information update. And then Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library coming up after that here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.